This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. John Boorman is a legendary director responsible for such films as Deliverance, Excalibur, and Hope and Glory. I spoke with him earlier this year at the release of his latest film, Queen and Country, his follow-up to Hope and Glory.
When I started to make it, I put together all my most vivid memories and put them down on paper and then made that into a script. I think that what I remember most vividly, of course, was the air raids and the bombs falling and the fires. To me, as a child, it was all very exciting, and we had great fun, you know, running around on the bomb sites. But it was like a marvelous sort of adventure playground. The fear was there, but it was the fear of the grown-ups that I remember, not mm-hmm. so much my own fear.
Why was it important for you to continue this particular story?
Looking back on it with the perspective of distance, it seemed to me that period was quite important in the sense it was a big changing point. Mm-hmm. Everything was changing. And just as in the film, you see the older generation of soldiers who'd been in the war were still hanging on to the idea of Imperial Britain and the Empire and all the stuff that went with that, whereas the younger ones, we could see that was all over. It was going to be a very different world. So it feels more important in perspective than it did at the time.
You always worked on such imaginative projects. I think of The Emerald Forest. I think of the Exorcist Part II. I think of Zardoz, which is a fascinating film. But I'd like to ask you about probably your best-known film, which is Deliverance, which was made in 1972. Was that a challenge? I think of that as such a quintessentially American story. Was it a challenge for you as someone who's not an American?
Well, I'd already made Point Blank, for instance, which
right.
a lot of people thought was an incredibly American picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think
the answer to that is really America belongs to everybody, to the whole world, because we've all been so influenced by its literature, by its movies, that somehow it's not difficult to connect with America. But Deliverance, of course, was very much about the South, about these four men from Atlanta who go on this trip down the river. And people felt, watching that movie at the time and subsequently, people are very affected by it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Felt, I think it's probably, because four actors, I was very lucky to have these four guys who were wonderful actors. And they were, in the first quarter or third of the film, they established those characters very clearly. And you, as an audience, identify with them. And so when they started having all these problems, you also identified with their fear and their horror. I kept it moving.
You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.